When a musician gets famous for one kind of music, they sometimes have a hard time doing new things. In 2007, Nicki Jean became known when she helped write and sing on Lupe Fiasco's hip-hop album, The Cool. But her musical breadth extends well beyond rap. Her varying taste can be heard in her solo debut album, Pennies in a Jar. She joins us in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Scott, thank you for having me.
And I want to get right into, let's hear a bit of A Million Star Motel, if we could.
Lord knows I've been lower, locked underneath the cellar door. I've been bent till I'm broke, but never poor. You might ask that I'm smiling, with empty pockets, can't you tell? Diamond shine.
By the way, features Lupe Fiasco. So what was it like for him to return the favor for you?
Oh, it was amazing, you know, because he doesn't work with a tremendous amount of people, having them on his album. But then to lend his talent and ability and certainly notoriety to my record was a gift, and I'm very grateful.
Now, you've also worked with Carly Simon.
Yes.
And with Carole King.
Indeed.
What's it like to work with, what I think it's safe to say, between Carole King and Lupe Fiasco, a real range of talent?
Well, it's been amazing. You do see a through line of brilliant people and characteristics that they possess, and the creativity and the work ethic. You see that kind of across the board. Great writers are huge fans of other great writers, regardless of genre.
Speaking of great writers, whatever the genre, let's listen a bit to the title track, Pennies in a Jar. I'm not even going to tip our hand as to who you're collaborating with.
All I recall are fireworks and fireflies that lit the sky. Seem to imply if I
collaborating with
Mr. Burt Bacharach.
How did that come about?
Well, he was called. he was called and asked very nicely. I went to his house and he played some melodies for me, and he said, you know, why don't you try writing some lyrics and we'll see what happens. And so Pennies in a Jar is what happened.
Something that I could tell.
Is it intimidating to work with someone like Burt Bacharach, who's had about 1,000 hits?
Oh my goodness. That writing with him was the first time that I was really exposed as a writer, because up until that point I'd been collaborating with people and we would write the melody together and we would write the lyric together.
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote with Mr. Bacharach, it was the first time it's like, okay, I wrote the melody, you write the lyrics, and we'll see what you have by yourself.
Boy.
And I was just pacing the floor in my apartment, like, how am I going to write something that can even compare? And I just stopped thinking of it like that and was like, you know, just write from your heart, but really good, though.
Well, that's how he began, right? Writing from the heart. He just got really good at it.
Yeah, and there was a point in the process where I'd written these verses and I sent it back to him, and he was like, you know, I like the verses. Here's the melody for the bridge, because he didn't give it to me all at once. And I was stuck, and it took me 4 months. Ultimately, he was like, what is the holdup? And I said, you know, I'm scared that it's not going to be good enough. And he said, I've had tons of songs like that. You just have to finish it. It's okay. And just having that kind of encouragement was a really big deal for me.
How did you get to love music?
I think I always attribute it to Irving Berlin. We saw his 100th birthday celebration on TV, and it was amazing. There was Jerry Orbach and Willie Nelson and Ray Charles and Bea Arthur and all these wonderful entertainers. And some of the songs, even being five, like I already knew White Christmas. I'd already heard God Bless America. He was immortal, like he was 100. But these songs were so fresh and alive, and it was so important to be a songwriter, obviously, because they had this big event. And that's when I decided I wanted to be one.
It sounds like you're interested in every genre of music.
I just love good songs that stick with you, that touch something in you, that become your friends like a good book. I was born in St. Paul, and I moved around a lot as a kid. But Minnesota has a huge melting pot of music. Like, we have Prince is from there, but Bob Dylan is from there.
Rob me blind, I'd still see the best in humankind in the way you make this broken world all shiny and new.
I want to listen to a little bit now of Steel and Feathers. Different feel.
Don't ever take yourself to a place where I can't find you.
So you can hear the trace of Bob Dylan.
Was given the song to finish, and when they sent it to me, it had verses, and I sent it back. I was like, I am not changing a single word, not a note.
Yeah.
Take a cab to that little old diner and take a stab at piecing together the steel and the feathers that make me.
Is it hard to sing a Dylan song and not sound like Dylan? Sound like yourself?
I don't know. I think for me, I wanted to find that place where me and Mr. Dylan intersect. You know, where I could sing it like myself but still honor the character of the song.
Take my tears to water the flower garden. Take my years so we can grow.
Do you think about what's next?
Every day. Every day. I really want an opportunity to go out and perform the record and take it to people.
And do you like touring? What's that like for you?
I love touring. I was born to tour. I really was. You know, it's not even that. It's the road. It's being out in the country. Me and my mom had driven from Washington, D.C. to Minnesota 4 times by the time I was 5 years old. So I had all this experience being in a car, and I like it. I love little towns and their quirks, and I love big towns and their energy, and it's great for me. It's very exciting. It's very rejuvenating.
Nikki Jean, her debut album, Pennies in a Jar. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a really wonderful time.
Feels like the milk when it spills like a baby when it's born. Yesterday I could dream of a rose and a crown, but today I feel the thorns.
You can hear songs from Pennies in a Jar, and we hope you will, at nprmusic.org. And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Gemma Waters, Tom Bullock, Amy Hild, Chris Benderev, Connor Donovan, Tinbeat Ermias, Rebecca Hersher, and Allison Seiss. Antonio Marcano and Martha Wexler edit our program. Our technical director is Burke Hung. Our librarian is Keem Molesky. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our show was edited today by Jeffrey Bennett and produced by Sarah, Lucy, Oliver. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.